This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Earlier this year, two of the biggest names in higher education announced they were going to let anybody in the world attend their classes for free by computer. Harvard and MIT did a whole new education website called edX. It's part of a rapidly grown movement among top schools to offer a lot of their courses online. Schools not in that top tier, though, may suffer for it. Stephen Smith of American Radio Works has the second report in our series, Keyboard College.
Last spring, Harvard and MIT announced a $60 million plan to make scores of their courses available for free online. The partnership is called edX, and it aims to reach a billion people around the world.
This is the year of disruption for education.
That's MIT computer scientist Anant Agarwal. He's the president of edX.
The time is right because the internet is available in large parts of the world. Computers and tablets have become relatively low cost, so people around the world customarily have one of these devices and have a connection over the internet. And things are moving extremely, extremely fast.
edX is part of a nationwide movement led by three big players. Udacity and Coursera are free education companies based in California. edX is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The goal for all three of them is to make education available to people worldwide for free. But Anant Agarwal says that edX also has the mission to improve teaching, both online and face-to-face. He says computer technology can help tailor courses to how 21st century college students actually work and live.
You know, we are finding that most students watch videos between 12 and 2 o'clock at night. Okay, but we still make them come to lectures early in the morning. And so by making available online videos with interaction built into that, we can now make learning be available at any place, at any time, to anyone.
This is CS 50.
Computer Science 50, otherwise known as CS 50, is Harvard College's introduction to the intellectual enterprises of computer science and the art of programming for majors and non-majors alike.
This video introduces one of the initial courses online at edX. Harvard Provost Alan Garber explains that the edX software can record each student's tap of the keyboard and click of the mouse. That means education researchers will have a fine-grained view of how learners use online lectures, study guides, and quizzes.
One of the beautiful things about online education is that as we improve the tools for teaching and learning, we also learn more about how our students are using these tools. And this is a virtuous cycle here.
These massively open online courses, as they're called, may change the way students learn not only at Harvard, but also at schools across the United States. As states cut their budgets, many public colleges and universities are struggling to teach more students with less money. Schools are looking for ways to cut costs. Terry Moe is a political scientist at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. He says mid-tier colleges should tap into the free courseware from leading universities like Harvard to offer more and better classes to their local students.
Suppose you have some Pulitzer Prize-winning historian who's a fantastic lecturer on the Civil War. Why should they take pot luck, you know, and walk into some classroom and they get a professor who probably is not going to be nearly as good as this person? Okay, well, it's that kind of thing, but applied across the full range of subjects.
Mo says struggling schools could teach more classes and more students, but with fewer profs.
This is just a bigger bang for the buck way of providing kids with a quality education.
The free classes offered by big-name universities may have another unintended effect on higher education: cheaper degrees. Michael Horn is a higher ed expert at the Innosight Institute, a Silicon Valley think tank.
There's going to be the invention of lots of low-cost universities now that take these component parts from Coursera or from an edX and assemble it together in coherent degrees that'll cost $1,000, $2,000.
Horn says these low-cost online programs would be a grave danger to middle-tier colleges and universities in the United States, those schools that are not particularly well-known nor especially affordable.
Because why would I go to an institution that has very little brand for $15,000 a year when I could go to a low-cost model and be taking the best of the best from MIT, Dartmouth, Harvard, wherever? That, I think, is going to challenge things quite a bit in the years to come.
The elite universities experimenting with massive open courses do not expect the free online programs to cut demand for the traditional on-campus experience. Plenty of students will still want to live in dorms and to meet their professors in classrooms. But when the cost of college can run more than $60,000 a year at the most selective schools, a free virtual classroom may look pretty good. This is Stephen Smith for Marketplace.